Saturday at New Orleans.
How quickly was the turnaround for you guys? Normally it's a 24-hour window. Was that a quicker window?
Well, it has to be. Regular season's over. It's postseason now, and our full attention is on the Saints. It's a short week. On our clock, it's already Tuesday afternoon. This isn't a Monday for us. It's a Tuesday. And we'll be back on the field tomorrow with light workout, and then on a Thursday-Friday schedule on Wednesday-Thursday before we depart on Friday.
How different is it playing a sudden death season as opposed to, week by week?
Yeah, I mean, the goal is no longer to be good over a course of a 16-game season. I don't know if that was ever really our goal going in. Our goal was to do whatever we could to win that game. But there was always the, hey, you had another week to correct any mistakes or, fight again, so to speak. And obviously, the playoffs aren't about that. The playoffs are advancing. And whatever you have to do each week to advance is the only important thing. And that's what we need to do.
With the secondary, Martin, can you describe Martin's leadership style? What's he like behind the scenes? We don't hear a lot from him. How would you describe his leadership style?
Probably a lot like you guys. I mean, Martin's very, very meticulous. Takes his time on a lot of decisions, gets a lot of different input, weighs carefully information and decisions, and I think it shows through on the decisions that we've made. I think that that's obviously served us well, and he's done a fantastic job of turning an 0-16 into a playoff team.
Your quarterback play yesterday, you've had mostly solid play out of that position when everybody's on the field. When you look at what happened yesterday, it's sort of like that's just way off the grid for what you guys have done all year. How do you deal with that going forward?
Well, we obviously have to play better than that if we want to advance, like I was talking about with Mike. You can't ignore it. It certainly happened. It wasn't like, and I've been a part of, times where you have an effort like that and you just say, hey, that wasn't us, and you move on. But I think there's obviously things that we need to improve on, including getting some players healthy, getting some guys back on the field. And I think if we do that, we'll play more like we did in the other 15 games than we did in the finale at Green Bay.
How about the weather? Did the weather affect Chris knee-wise, cold weather?
Oh, I don't think the weather had any factor at all. I mean, the field was a little bit slippery. We had a couple guys on the field at a couple times, but I wouldn't blame that on. I don't think any of our play had anything to do with the weather.
You mentioned you attribute to front four play or front seven play as far as that passing defense.
Our passing defense was poor. Our secondary was poor.
What about getting Domus back? The potential for having him back? What would that mean?
Obviously, a leader of our secondary, a very productive player in our secondary, a guy plays with a lot of speed and a lot of emotion. And, he's one of the cornerstones of what we want to do defensively. He's one of our players that we drafted in 2009, one of the guys we wanted to build around, and we've obviously missed him. We need to get him back on the field.
And what did you see when you looked at the tape as the difference? You took on the San Diego team a week ago, hot team, hot quarterback coming in, great pass defense. Yesterday, very different. What were the differences that you saw in the two games?
I don't know. I think I'll move on to the Saints. It's already Tuesday afternoon again. We can't ignore it. It happened, but we got to move on to the Saints. And regular season's over. It's time for the playoffs. Anything that any time that we overdevote to what happened yesterday is time away from preparing for the Saints.
Do you think that seeing them just back in December, being able to go down there in that environment, though you didn't get the results you wanted,
Yeah, I think anything you do, you gain from experience. We played very well at times in that game, but we didn't respond the way we should in other times in that game. I think there's definitely a learning experience that goes, and I would expect to do anything better the second time we go around, including playing at New Orleans.
With the penalties and as far as keeping them down based on yesterday, are you worried at all about this team progressing, or do you see more over-aggressiveness?
You certainly don't want to have penalties, and we got to avoid them the best we can.
With Stafford, what areas do you think
he's grown the most?
I don't know. I'll just stand on what I said before, that Matt's development is really dependent on the development of the team around him. Matt played at a very high level last year in the little bit of time that he was able to play, through the injuries that he had. But as we've developed a team around him, more weapons on offense, a better defense, things like that, I think you see Matt looking like he's developed more, but I think it's more the team developing around him.
You were a defensive coordinator for a long time. Is this the best offense, most balanced offense you've seen?
It's pretty good, but we have a lot of good offenses in our division, and there's been plenty of good offenses in National Football League and everything else. I mean, there's certainly a challenge to them, but certainly something that we're capable of meeting and capable of playing well and capable of getting a win.
How does Breeze test the pass defense? What does he do that's so special?
He's probably the most accurate passer in the NFL. I think statistically that's probably true. He's very good pocket awareness. He's mobile, but he also moves around in the pocket very well. And makes good decisions. And again, sort of like Larry was hitting with Matt Stafford, he has weapons around him. He has good tight ends, good wide receivers, good running backs, good offensive line. And, I think they all give him a lot of support. So all those things together. I mean, Drew Brees is a very experienced quarterback. Started his career in San Diego. Lived through some injury situation. Has obviously done a good job in New Orleans and has won a Super Bowl.
In the last time you played them, struggling in the red zone, how much of that was you guys shooting yourselves in the foot, and how much was it, did they have a nice plan for you guys? I mean, they did some things on Calvin.
Yeah, I mean, everybody has something they want to do to Calvin, and I think you've seen from us in some of these recent weeks our ability to go to other guys like Titus Young and Tony Scheffler and Nate Burleson, Brandon Pettigrew, and guys like that. Kevin Smith. Kevin's scored a lot of touchdowns the last few weeks. So, obviously everybody's going to have a plan. I think that there were some situations that we sort of put ourselves in longer, yardage situations because of penalties, and that's something you certainly can't afford when you're in the red zone. It's something you can't afford when you're in the playoffs.
Jay, we talked about how there's a lot of good offenses in the NFL. Do you expect, the scoring and the yardage that we've seen in the regular season, does that carry over to the playoffs, or is it a different game?
We'll see. I mean, I've seen some low-scoring playoff games. I've seen some high-scoring ones. I mean, I think it depends on the two teams that are in it and how they're playing. I don't think there's any trend there.
I think with Stafford, what he has around him, do you feel like you're ever really out of the game, with his ability to get the ball to people? Do you think he always can throw you back into a game?
I think that obviously his ability, along with some of the players around him, helps having a big time receiver like Calvin and the other guys on our offense that can make plays for him. But certainly we feel like we can score points and. We've proven that we can come from behind in games. I mean, it's not something that we aspire to do. We'd rather play with the lead, but it's obviously something that we can match. And again, hope take them. This time we get to the playoffs, you take them any way you can. Take them 3-0. Take them 63-62, whatever it is, you take it. But we certainly have confidence in his ability to score along with the other guys on offense.
When you were your playoff experience before, is there a certain amount of conservativeness that you go into a playoff game with that you may not have in the regular season? Just because it's a do or die nature, I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't call it conservative. It does change a little bit. We're certainly not going to be preparing any tie scenarios. Right, I mean, it's true. There is no. But again, I mean, there's only one objective. Not that we've done this, but there's been because if our guys are healthy enough, they play. But there's no, hey, you know, you get so-and-so back next week and, you know, any of that. I mean, it's all about getting through that week and whatever you need to do, and it's going to be different circumstances. Obviously, we're going to be on the road doing it, but it's something we've had some success this year doing. You know, Amar mentioned, you know, it's a place that we've been before. I think that that helps our team, particularly a young team like we have, helps knowing that we've been down there before, and you can point to some things that we did well, and you could also point to other things that we need to improve if we won't have a chance to win.
Do you feel, I mean, you've talked about it before, about making the playoffs, but do you, and I don't know if you've left the building because you haven't been there for the sake, but do you feel it on the outside when you go out, people come up to you, that excitement in the city that they haven't felt in a long time?
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't really feel like it now. I mean, obviously, we've been sequestered here, but you know, circling that stadium after San Diego, you certainly felt it. You know, it's probably a little bit different coming off the game we played yesterday, and then the immediacy of turning that around and getting refocused on the Saints. You don't have time to really step back and enjoy that ride, but I hope our fans do.
You guys, do you feel that, how different of a team do you feel you are now as opposed to the team that you went into the first time, maturity wise?
I mean, I hope every game we mature a little bit more. I know, you know, we all get one more day older, so, you know, I think that, you know, anytime you have experience going somewhere and doing something, that was our first Sunday night primetime game. We had had our first Monday night, you know, home game here for a long time. There are situations that come up that we responded well, others that we didn't. But I think that we certainly learned from some of those things in the past and expect to play better the next time they come around. Obviously, this is a playoff game. It's going to be a national game. It's the primetime game. You know, those are you know, sort of, you know, sidebars to the New Orleans Saints and the challenges that they bring, but they're facts that, you know, that are there. We're going to be on the road at a loud stadium and, you know, in an environment that we've been in before, and you'd expect to play better the second time.
The statement saying with that is that you guys shown the ability to come from behind. The last time you guys both played the Saints, you were back 17-0, you know, correct. So how important is it to start off strong and, you know, and especially on the road in a playoff game?
I mean, you always want to start fast. I mean, we're certainly one of those teams that want to start fast. When it's all said and done, when that clock strikes 0-0-0, we got to be ahead, and that's the only thing is going to be our objective. You know, however we have to do it, certainly you aspire to get the lead, keep the lead, and build a lead throughout the game. Doesn't always happen. We got to be prepared for anything that comes up. Again, there's challenges offensively, defensively. You know, there's no weak teams that are in the playoffs.
You didn't have Sue the last time you played down there. What kind of difference do you expect that
one? You know, we didn't have Sue, and we lost fairly in the first quarter, or right at the turn of the quarter. So obviously, we were down. We were down some numbers of defensive linemen, you know, and I think that added depth plus having those players back will obviously help us. I mean, they're two quality players that have made a lot of plays for us this year. Yeah, I think I would disagree. I mean, I'd agree he hasn't shown up on the stat sheet as much, but I thought he did some really good things in the Green Bay game, and I think that I think he's played well. He's impacted the game since he's been back. I think that in those cases, the one thing you can't do is you can't change what you do to try to show up on the stat sheet. I think you need to keep on sticking with what got him to where he is, and that's hard work and toughness and those things that served him not just last year for us, but at Nebraska and throughout his career.
Jim, a few times you don't blitz often. It seems like when you do blitz, like case in point, the 80-yard, you know, touchdown yesterday. Is it a situation where if you don't blitz a lot, that's not a normal part of your defense that some teams, you may struggle doing that since it's not an everyday thing?
Yeah, I would disagree with that. I think that, you know, you have to be able to play man, you have to be able to blitz, you have to be able to play zone. I think all those things are important to be a well-rounded defense. You always hear us talk about being multidimensional. And there's certainly no excuses to go along with that. We've also made a lot of plays in blitz game. Made a couple plays in that game. Unfortunately, two of the touchdowns we gave up were in blitz. We also gave up blitz in cover three. We gave up blitz in a touchdown in cover three. We gave up a touchdown in cover four. So, you know, however we got to do it, we don't want to give up touchdowns. But we don't blitz a lot. But that's no excuse for not being able to execute what it is called. It's an important weapon, and we need to be able to execute it. And in those, it really wasn't a schematic execution. It was more of a individual execution when it came to making those plays.
Do you suspect all the
I think everybody will certainly be in the mix, all 53, and you know, we'll be healthier than we've been the last month.
A couple more questions.
Jim, do you think this team feeds off of your style during the week, like really prepare every day and just worry about today, and then game day kind of have a different level of passion and competitiveness that seems obvious?
Oh, I don't know. I think if you saw us on a normal Wednesday or Thursday, I don't think you would say there's lack of passion in the meeting rooms or the practice field and stuff like that. I think this is a good group that works hard every day, prepares hard, and football means a lot to them. And I think that's a tribute to the players. That has really nothing to do with me. I mean, all that credit goes to the individual players.
What does being in the playoffs mean to you?
I don't know. I after the San Diego game, I said I don't think if you polled the locker room, I don't think anybody would have said our goal was to get into the playoffs. I think that it's what you do with it, and that's the way that's the way we'll look at it. It's certainly not an end game for us. This isn't college bowl season where you're getting a watch and a new warm up suit and taking a tour and the Chamber of Commerce. I mean, you know, and it's like a, you know, reward for the season. This is the tournament. This is a chance to win the championship, and this is what, you know, that's the only thing that's important.
Last question.
Yeah, just one thing. Aside from it being a playoff game, is there any situation you think your team hasn't seen this year?
Yeah, I mean that covers a lot, you know. About 100 degrees down in Tampa, and guys leaving the game with cramps. To I don't know what the temperature was, but a wintry day in Green Bay. You know, there's been a lot of things in between. We've had some games that we rolled out really big leads and kept them. There's been other games that we got behind and had to come back. We've had some big wins, some tough losses. I think all of it will, all that experience will benefit us as we get ready for the Saints.
Just one other thing on the defense backfield. You said you guys didn't play great back there yesterday.
Yeah, didn't play great is probably an understatement. So.
what more can you do? I mean, you can't change personnel. I mean, they're better than they played.
Yeah, obviously you don't go from playing the way we went against the Chargers, an experienced quarterback and a good tight end and good wide receivers and, you know, a crowd that was very hot, to playing like we did because you don't have good players. I think that we just need to – those guys, we got to keep putting them in good positions, and they need to make the plays when they're put in good positions. And if we do that, if we do both of those things, then, we'll play the way we did over the course of the 15 games. We've had some highs. We've had some lows, like – you know, Mike referred to, but none of that matters now. The only thing that matters is how we play against the Saints.
All right, thank you.